It's time for us to listen for the word of God. And please, those who are standing should sit so that we pay attention to the word of God. Last week, we started a teaching on giving. And the theme was the principle of harvest. The principle of harvest. And we want to continue today. But today, the main thing we are going to consider has to do with the factors affecting the principle of harvest. The factors affecting the principle of harvest. But we can't move forward without having a recapturing of what we did last week. So please, I greet all of you on behalf of the session, and I welcome friends, family members of Mama Dora who are here, and we welcome all of you. Mama Dora Kusewai, and then a domwa by a big genawechi, Chichore. So please, let's pray. Father, we bless you. Lord, we want to know more of you. Therefore, Lord, use me today to give understanding to your people. So that in the name of Jesus, we understand you and apply our lives accordingly. And at the end of the day, we are looking forward for you to bless us, because that is what your word teaches. Thank you. Use me as a vessel to reach out to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about giving, and we said that giving is an act of providing something to somebody or to an entity. And we said that giving has an underlying principle, and that principle has to do with the principle of harvest. And we move on to define the principle of harvest. And we said that the principle of harvest states that you will reap whatever you sow. You will reap whatever you sow. And from this deduction, we had an illustration regarding a dream that a lady had. And the dream has to do with three sowers. So I have questions for you. Sometimes when we come to church, because of the problems and the stress levels at work, we forget some of the things that are taught at church. So I want us, any of us, what were or are the three sowers in the illustration given? You raise your hand, you are giving microphone, and you tell us, you narrate who the sowers were or are in the dream that Mami Sewa had. Amen. And to my own Saswa, me a bro microphone. Uncle Collins, many in sound, but I ain't now sharing an NAMFA. It's me patch up a fan microphone, Mami Wai. Obi man in Saswa now, dear Mano. So, what were the three sowers? You raise your hands and I call you. You try to, yes, if you have microphone, then straight away, then you kickstart it. The three stories. Na om nipa ban bens omo to send da yinu mono nipa emi ensanwa wudia yeno me pacho send ano what here. Yes. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Pacho first one.
Yes, please.
Had healthy grains. A bruna udia ene dosu. Ene ye ni ahu di wom.
Look at that.
And a second one.
Nyantubase. Wanjabeko ubi die. Nyantubase. So who will continue with our sister? The second one. Yes, is that why are they? I don't know. Yes. Bacho. The second. Bacho, yes. As far as I'm planning for, please use the podium. As I'm planning for, use the podium. Yes. Use the podium. Yes. So, yes. Mama Naomi, what do you have for us? The second sowa.
Me pacho, second sowa no. E Bruno Andrea no. Ntokro wo.
Look at that.
Enye papa.
Uh-huh.
E bi hu a cracky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, inte eno no nso no. E fifi papa.
Look at that.
As I said, na dwen him. Me bro ya me die be ye ya na se ye.
Look at that. Yeah. I like that. We get group preacher ba. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's see the last sower. How was she or how is he? The last sower, the third one. Pacho, Obi grab microphone. Obi man is that so? Obi man is that? Yes, as I said, as I'm planning for, I'm using the podium. Yes, Mama.
Pacho, tell sower no.
Yes, please.
Na bro na ye nwa bebre odua kakra bi nti
ma
ansu bebre
oba me bi ni ye macha se mu ya sa fun penin fo ampa. Wow. So friends, let's do this. Let's try to analyze these three sowers to our lives in the church or even in society regarding how we give. So, the first sower, how can you apply to a life or to self how a person is regarding the person's giving abilities? I don't know whether you understand my question. We are trying to apply what happened in the dream to real life situation. Umechirimu saying, Obia, okodua, na aduaba na okodua no, aduaba ne tiapo. Na bibia ntochima wo ho, na ode ikwashefo. Me pacho wo de betutu abrabo ho, anasase tene mu esen. Pacho ma wo nsaso a. Yes, auntie. Me pacho ma obia, yeah, calling sama on mic. Yes, please.
Sure.
And let's look at the second category. How are we going to apply that to life? Pacho, nia do a tusumi and also yenche send it. Oh, there is a hand. Is there? Did I see a hand? Oh, nobody. Okay, if nobody, then I'll call somebody. Okay. We are managers as well. Oh, Uncle Collins, but why do you remember Pacho? Yeah. Like I crab in a me, boo, BD. Oh, Pacho, that was a no more. Uncle Collins, me Pacho, I, you. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sir, you are talking to me, you
know. Yes, please.
Me
patch with you.
The boy has a time when I cry, pass. You were Ghana. Now, after offered funeral, now, penny, she. Now, Zika, be a while with the buyer. Zika, in what?
Look at that.
More than a fan ever told.
Yes.
I saw you be a good one.
Yes.
Sally, I said to him, Sikaya mumu ano sa what it's mukra pene.
Yes. Yes. It was kind of
I said,
yeah, that kind of attitude. Yeah. I like that. Yes, that kind of attitude. Or the tumukran one. Or the tumukran one. I said the only yellow. Do you obey ye?
Amen.
The last sower, the patchol, how could we apply that to life? Ni otusumi ensano edie na uguye no. Eno si edibe tu abrabo hosei, if you remember. Friends, we are just doing a recapturing of what we did last week. Yes, Patrick is saying, and yeah, no, I'm saying, I'm bebo di, you know. So you walk straight to the podium and you talk. Yes, ma'am. Activate her mic for her. Senior president's mic.
Now, so, ode kono, eyene ya, into a yiki tuwebi, eno ode kese ni mumu atufie, eno chile se, wamfane kuma, niye chile ye, eno inti kakrebi ya wote atumu no, ube nyamfasosu kakrebi, eno inti, seye ye bibi ya meuradia, nasi ye wobidia, yam fani ye wonyi na ati so okuna ni ba no a ohoba for the anani last one yaka so odi kotu mu no nyankopon ma eye nshira ma no amen
senior president nyame nshira o. Do you want to add? I saw a hand here. Do you want to add something? You want to? Yes, but please, there's somebody here. Yes. Oh, you. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, tight, you know. In church, you don't matter and say 10% of what you proceed.
Yes.
And your friend say your chair will cost $500. No way you move 15.
$15.
$15.
Okay.
Now we are back. Sure. What's your but what's the see?
Instead, I would pay
$50.
50 another 1.5. I say, you know,
5.5. Now, oh, yes, sir. Send a bear out the choir. Say, yeah, you, I knew you.
Sure.
So, I knew you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Mama, still up as all county, you know. Energy microphone. Mama, but your microphone. Yeah. But you're the last person. And we move on straight to the factors of the principle. Yes, Mama. Okay. But you use the mic. But look at that.
No, call Roma, sorry.
Look at that. Look at that.
My name is Sasania Ebepo. Because me who be that say two offer to you.
Sure.
Yes, some babeda was it. But it's an assamuya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Samo,
yeah. Any baby tisa. Obi on so Ujaya sorry. Or someone calculating is Kenya, mami. Just add you. Yes, you are one man, you. Auntie, I say. Yes. Yes, to do a more man, and then so on one day. Amen. Now, remember, all that we've said is true. And let us try as much as possible to be either the number one or number two. Sorry. The number one. In the sense that we give our all to God with our hearts attached to it, and God shall honor us and bless us. Amen. Let's look at the factors. Factors affecting, please, project it. I don't want to see the very good. So first and foremost, the factors We have just two factors affecting the principle of harvest. And the first one has to do with obedience. Everybody say obedience. Please, let's say it again, obedience. Yes, obedience. Obedience. The first factor affecting the principle of harvest is obedience. And that is why we read the passage today, this morning, regarding the encounter between King Saul and the prophet, judge, priest, Samuel. In scriptures, we have three people that had triple anointing. Three people having the triple anointing in the Bible. The ultimate one is our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And King David is the next. And the last, not the least, has to do with Samuel. He was a priest, he was a judge, and he was a prophet of God. He had that triple anointing over his life. It's my prayer as a child of God sitting in this auditorium that you receive the triple anointing of God. Amen. I say it's my prayer that as a child of God, as we are thinking through this very passage giving us this morning, that you receive triple anointing from God. Amen. Maybe you don't understand the triple anointing of God. That is why you are sitting idle. It's about having the anointing of God that demons and principality, shackles of devil are broken away from your life. It is this anointing that you have, and you enter into a place, your office, and even doors that are closed are open unto you. That thing that you don't expect, you, because of the triple anointing, you receive. Hallelujah. May you receive that in the name of Jesus. You have triple anointing, and things will move because you call upon God. Out of our triple anointing, yeah. Now the meanty I will walk. Be an answer as they say, winner, because you see, Jesus is at the center of your life. Who are Yeshua? Yes, you know, only the ultimate of triple anointing. And yes, it's you, moi. Who are the winner? Amen. Say, you are Yeshua. You are the winner. Oh, yes, you are the winner. Say, you are. You are the. Around, look at me expecting the triple anointing over your life because it's available. And any pastor share with your mom, so I suffer will be any nipper be a white girl and say, on me, so ya, only be a young man, baby, a yes, one in Mubiano. And you need ya, because I receive. Say it again, I receive. Oh, yes, it's your portion, it's my portion. Don't let anything that we tap into it and it becomes ours. Obedience, I said my hair came. Now, obedience. So, what's here? Nyankupon said, obedience even is better than sacrifice. And if you disobey, it's like witchcraft. Disobedience is like what? Witchcraft. And you see, when it comes to principles of harvest, or principle of harvest, and we come over here, and you ask for you, they'll say, oh, mentishe, me nibi me. But our towers are coming down. We need to repair them. Yes, the building is very imposing, but there are a lot of work that we have to do on this building. And it depends on you and me to do that. Amen. Catch you not to the minute, you're a German also. Niebeyo sits here. I'm a reading uncopon. I will yes to demo. But without obedience, you cannot follow this our God. It is this our God that all of us should obey. And what is it about? To give and you shall receive. Amen. Let's go to the slides. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Let's project with Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 1. Let us all read together. What is it? Media, are you around? Yes, sir. Let us read together. Deuteronomy 28 1. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his command I give you today, the Lord your God will set you above. Amen. Amen. This year, and ya grow you, president of the United States of America. And ya grow you. Maybe a grandfather or a grandmother or even himself. Amen. And you think say to me maybe man that no black ababe president be man maybe the next one be ano no figana maybe I was wasini. May you receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you ready me no me no be man so? You may a doctor for share accountant. Move your titi after near man your name. Hallelujah! Because of our obedience. You think that your contribution to purchase or to acquire this edifice, this imposing edifice, you think unyame ninsa ebefiru so. Mubia mwenyini ati cheka mungu kwa msiko mingu kwa nyame se trasikakra niyano meshrao. Amen. Jininta wa yesu dimo. Nyame fema wa yesu dimo. Because we obey. We are set high and above nations. Next slide. Next. Okay. Joshua. Chapter 1, verse 8. Let's read. Yame my liberty is here. Why? Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Where from this? Joshua 1:8. Please project that. Joshua 1:8 for us. Joshua 1:8. Let's move on. Joshua 1:8. Bible quotation. Joshua 1:8. Ready. Look at that. And only this year. Amen. You see, obedience to God attracts favor from above. Also for attracts favor. It will be on them crowd, crano, on sell beers, O crown, peso, be crabby, who say, let's be one. Only paddy need ye be more, ye bounce, mammy, ye bounce, and he might be, ye just say, I don't want to mean, I'm a messy. The favor of God, Yammy and Impa. All of all, may you receive the favor of God. It's your portion, may you receive that, amen. Because of our obedience unto Him. And do you know that this favor of God, when it's upon you, doors that are closed are open to you. Amen. And success is assured in your life. Amen. Now, I told you we have two factors. The next factor has to do with it. I think my media people are having challenge, but we'll go straight to the second factor and we end it there. Next week, we'll finish this very teaching and we'll go to another one before we do our main harvest. The second factor affecting the principle of harvest is this. Whatever a man sows, that shall he or she also reaps. So apart from being obedient to God, the next factor that will affect this principle is this: that bibia will be diano, and one will be the other will be cha. See, adie bi na woye woyere no. Adie bi na woye wukuno no. Ube chaswaba. Amen. Adie biya woye no. Ube chaswaba. Principle of habits and sanity. Then when you work with chikura o. Mung kome nim. Kome nim. I think to slide 19. Slide 19, crap. You see? Friends, this, whatever you sow, you will reap, can be found in Galatians 6, 7. Galatians 6, 7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, 7. Galatians 6, 7. Pachobim yenon kaimaye, or if it can be projected for all of us to read. Galatians 6, 7. Yes, please. Alice Obaha. Mama Bacho, use mic in the mic so that everybody. Aha. I feel I'm salam when you're in my. Yes, ma. Activate her mic. Activate her mic. Yes.
Monada Moho, Yankopong, won't sing at you. If you send me a unipo guno, and Wara and now obitra.
Look at that.
Amen.
Amen. But what Benjamin Fee now, Baba Yaya? Benjamin Fee now, dear dear Ba. Ne, I mean, aforiada kemua. Me pato ija dream bone no. Pato ija dream bone. Pato fa kuma mu fine. Na ye ni abit me. Kacho ni amini ye ni abit me. Pato san kacho mini ye ni abit me. Obien sho na di na so beto college we muna sa. Oso for di minisikane ba di okodi. Oso for minisikane ba na di okoda kodi. Bacho, what your father will not cope on, so soft was so bedia. But then you know me, Mr. Now we know me all home. That's what I saw make here. We know me all home. Hello? Money is not everything. Faber, be in your mutual. Me in your soft witch, me am in your nimitch, me in your towers, we in boom, me in your was war. Who's that? No. No, no, no. She will not cope on. Me and she will not want to hear. Now, what the Benina, me and Timmy and Fanny, and yes, here they are. I was what was a question. Umza. Independent law grounds were unfair, man, so no was a question. Pa. I mean, we are mobile. Amen. Next slide, and we end. Next slide, and we end. Next slide. Okay, okay, sure. This is for next week. So, friends, as I'm meaning in here, there are principles undergirding, there are factors undergirding the principle of habits. And the factors are two: obedience, and also whatever you sow, you reap. It will be your city. Maybe you first shoot him, say, me, me, the only befu. I mean, say, me, trying befu. Because a rabbi, I can say, you see not to trade. You need peguno. And one, ucha. Sorry, near mom pioneer and co. Sorry, near mom pioneer and co. Sorry, near mom. Be unkind. No, quantra. For yamie. A rabbi. Be unkind. Natural, yeah, kwa. Hallelujah. above nations over this earth. It's me, Pacho. My name is for me, Diwa Samson. Now, also, show when you read that. My name is for what of all? Pigeon pioneer, and we give you praise. These are your children. We are ready to obey you. We are ready to do your will. We are ready to go according to your dictates. Lord, we pray, use all of us as vessels of honor to lift this church up and to make sure that your church stands out in Worcester. We give you the praise. We give you the honor for your presence and for your ability working through us, in Jesus' mighty name. Let us all say amen.